Hello, my name is Jenny Magenta, and I am a professional performer. I do burlesque dancing and acting and directing, and I've been dancing for about 25 years. I recently got into burlesque only in about the past 4 years, and prior to that I was doing mostly dance, performance art, and theater. I'm actually 40 years old, which is interesting to having going into a professional dance career in the end of my 40s, you know, coming from classical ballet training, where being 30 was washed up. So I have a company that's called Old Broads Productions. We did our show last night, which was the opening night at the festival. It's the third year running, and it's a cabaret. And it was great. And then this show this evening, I was a part of the Rosebud Burlesque Troupe. They're from Saskatoon. And I met them 2 years ago at the Burlesque Festival. They came and volunteered for my show. And so this year they said, well, do you want to come and be a part of our show? And also the same thing last night, they were in my show. So there's a lot of sisterhood in that way. With the whole community, we're all very supportive of each other.
Can you describe your show last night a little bit more?
The Banquet of Broads has always been something that I challenged the performers who I cast to create pieces that are things that they have always wanted to do that might push the edge. You're not going to see the traditional burlesque with the feathers and the fans. That's a wonderful form of and part of our history of burlesque. I'm more interested in myself as an artist to show what we call neo-burlesque, which also some people associate with third wave feminism. So I had everything from a puppet who stripped and danced on a pole, Tara Gerson. She was part of the Vancouver Fringe Festival last year. I did a very theatrical piece which was about pain and stripping down all of your layers of your crap. And I also brought in Amber Ray from New York City. She's very well known. She's up for Miss Exotic World this year. I met her when I was dancing in New York, and now she's here did my show last night. So several performers from different types of troupes, and also, you know, a theatrical reading. We had a slideshow with breasts. We had comedy. We had tragedy. We had, you know, it all. And that's to me what's important. There was also nudity in our show this year, which was a choice that I made. Amber Ray has a number where she starts out completely naked and then goes into her costume, which we call a reverse strip. That's fairly scandalous in the burlesque world.
Why is that?
Well, there's a separation of still, not necessarily a negative thing. Some women and men who work in the burlesque community try to disassociate themselves, or maybe not necessarily that. I would say maybe to separate themselves away from strippers versus what we do. Now, for myself, I feel that, you know, well, we are strippers. It's this type of stripping. And I also feel going with the theory and the motivation of what I want to push forward with my show, Banquet of Broads, is to create, give people boundaries, like show them where the boundaries are, and then go, oh, you know what? Actually, that's not the boundary. It's over here. 2 years ago, for example, I had a performer who broke her arm. And she said, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I said, yes, you can. You'll figure out something. So she figured out a number. Her name's Villainy Loveless. And she did a number where she hypnotized a man who then took off her clothes. And then she realized that he took off her clothes, and then she ripped his heart out with her cast on. You know, so you can always find a way to kind of make it work. And so with the nudity, I'm interested in that. The concept of, you know, exposing the nipples, like pulling off the pasties, for example, or not having it be necessarily so avant-garde, you know, or shocking, and yet sometimes it still is. So, you know, it's something that I'm interested in.
It's a little surprising that you have that view within the community, considering, but I guess I could see where, as you said, they don't want to be considered strippers. But in a, from a larger social perspective, I can see how you're looking at pushing all different boundaries.
Well, exactly. And I mean, it also is who I am as an artist. You know, I am Jenny Magenta. Real name is Jennifer Wilson. When I do theater, I do flamenco dancing. When I do flamenco, I've crossed flamenco. When I break rules in flamenco, I've always been interested in that kind of in art in that way. So personally, it's not rare, but I really do enjoy doing that. And I think some of that, you know, admittedly comes from my history too. I'm fortunate to have a lot of different things: classical ballet, theater, European clown training, African dance, Irish dance, you know, it goes on, and gymnastics. So I've been in amongst all these really intense, controlled arts environments where there's only one way to do things, and then become more interested in, okay, well, now that I know, like they say, you know, with jazz music, you know, you need to know how to play it first, and then you can play between the notes, right, and push yourself. Yeah, so that's where I like to go with it.
So, how do you see this festival in terms of what it's bringing together for Vancouver?
Oh, it's huge. This is huge. I mean, the festival's been going on. This personally is my third year. Every year, it's created in a little bit of a different way. And this year, the board chose to do it in a four days, 45-minute shows, four a night, $20 a night, and just go for it. And it's been wonderful. We have more people from around the world here this year than we ever have had before. There are legends of burlesque here wandering around.
Can you mention some names for people who don't know?
I would have to pull out. Sorry, I'm right after the show here. But you know, there's even looking at people like Amber Ray or Tigger, who is hosting this particular show. BC's Judith Stein, you know, she's been around. She was performing in the 70s in Oregon. Tiffany Carter's here. She was Miss Nude Universe in 1975. And she actually was one of the people that came up to me after my piece last night and said, you know, you got it. She said, that is it. And that, to me, I mean, it gives me chills just saying it, because she went from doing the nude stuff, and then, you know, but then she danced with Sid Charisse.
So is that something in the community that's common, you know, talking about the history of some
burlesque?
Of the people involved?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, Vancouver is huge. I mean, historically, Vancouver's massive for burlesque. The 60s was a very popular place for testing ground for huge burlesque stars, you know, like Gypsy Rose Lee and these kinds of people would come here and do shows. And there were bars that were having shows even earlier than then, with black women, with Chinese women, with cross-dressers. And then it kind of went through a bit of a shutdown with the heavy Christian women's groups that came around in that time. And all the bars were shut down. And then it kind of, by the time it came back, then it was what we call now a strip club. So now we're having this resurgence. And it's powerful. It's a really powerful thing. I've done lectures at Simon Fraser University on burlesque and body image. Crystal Precious is part of Sweet Soul Burlesque, does the same thing. You know, we're getting the word out, and it's actually quite amazing just to see this kind of an art form for men and women, gay, straight, whatever the hell, seeing themselves and seeing normal bodies, seeing different bodies, and just having that imagery, because we just don't get to see that. Everything's Photoshop now. I mean, Photoshop is 20 years old, you know? So, I mean, even when I do photo shoots, you know, I look at some of them and I think, well, yeah, I look young. I know people never think I'm 40, but I'm looking at them like that. So, you know, it's a pin-up style, but...
So you think maybe it is affecting not only the performers or the people that are watching?
Oh, absolutely.
To think about women and men and bodies?
Absolutely. That's one of the most common things that people say when they come up. They come up to you and they'll, you know, men and women. I've had men come up and say, you know what, I feel like, you know, I feel like I could go and ask that woman out on a date that I've been wanting to ask. Or women who've said, you know, I haven't bought myself new lingerie in 5 years. you know, and just, it seems like a simple thing, but just, you know, and people enjoying and celebrating their sexuality and sensuality, you know, in a comedic way or in a beautiful, sexy way, and having it be okay.
And there's some classes going on in town as well. Can you mention a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a whole series of different workshops that are running that are various different things. Best way to do is just go to the website, the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival Workshop website.
Are some of these going to be ongoing beyond
the festival? Some of the people, yes. For example, Burgundy Bricks, who is the woman who runs Kitty Nights, which is the weekly burlesque show at the Biltmore for $5 on Sundays at 9. Rotating dancers. She has her own studio called Bricks House Studios on East 8th Avenue in Vancouver, and she teaches classes regularly that people can take on various different things. And it's not always people that want to become burlesque dancers. It's everything in between. But we also have some of our stars in town. Kalita, for example, is going to be doing a samba class. We've got women teaching fan dancing classes. We've got everything basic, how to make pasties. Belly dancing, burlesque, the Chicken Coop, a Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society, also same thing. They have a studio where a lot of the stuff is happening. So, you know, everything from how to make yourself look pretty, and you know how to come up with ideas, because there's so many different levels of people in this world. I mean, Burgundy Bricks, myself, Crystal Precious, a lot of us come from long backgrounds of performing, but then there are also people that just took a course and went, hey, I like this. And they're still, you know, if they've got what it takes to have that presence and they're into it, even though they might not be perfect with their toes and fingers or their timing or whatever, it's still beautiful to watch. So it's very, we're very accepting in that way.